saving money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there, friend. I was waiting for the right moment to share this because I wanted to be in the right frame of mind to make this announcement. Since you and me have known each other for many years, I thought you should know that my mom is no longer on this physical plane and has moved on to take up her role as my spiritual guardian and my protector. What happened to her? Well, a few weeks after taking her first jab, one day she was having some breathing difficulty. So my father and her decided to admit her casually into a hospital nearby. One thing led to the other, and before we knew it, she was diagnosed with COVID. Behind closed doors and away from the comfort and touch of my father and my family, she developed complications. Pneumonia, lung damage, infections, health problems. And for over 30 days, she was on a ventilator with all kinds of strong medicines like steroids and painkillers and antibiotics. So in a way, it's good that she doesn't have to bear all of this pain and discomfort and suffering anymore. I in Canada and my sister in the USA felt so helpless because we were across the world with travel restrictions in place and lockdowns all across India. It was a weird feeling to have. During her physical time with me and family, she was my best friend and still is. She was my advisor, my confidant, my teacher, and the most loving person, the most kind person that I have known. I used to call her up every day, sometimes twice a day. So it might take some time to get over the fact that I can't just pick up the phone and call her. I have to get used to receiving her communications, her messages, via 4D rather than 3D over the phone or in person. After my recent interview with Robert Wagoner, who I had on my show, I'm actually considering learning how to astrally project and connect with mom somehow. Because I know through my experience and through my interviews and through my study that the true nature of the soul is infinite and eternal. During her last few months, she was so close to God and would spend a lot of time each day reading the Bible, watching sermons and praying for our family, especially me and my little sister. And because I was born from her womb, I can still feel my etheric umbilical cord still attached to her. And I have a magical story to share about her communicating with me intuitively and assuring me that she is still very much here with us. I'm going to share the story later in this episode. I'm very grateful for my understanding of the soul's journey through my studies in Vedanta, pranayama, breathwork, and spirituality, and the 400 plus podcast interviews that I've done. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that the true nature of our soul is infinite and eternal. The way I see it, we're all dreaming a beautiful collective dream right now, you and me. And my mother has just awoken from this dream and is in the other room making coffee. We, on the other hand, you and me and everyone listening to this podcast episode right now, are still blissfully asleep and sharing this collective dream while wondering, where did mom go? Think of it as, you know, your dream. We all dream, right, at night. During the dream, do you ever doubt that you are in a dream? Think back. When you're in the dream, in that ecosystem, in that space, in that world, you experience real emotions, fear, worry, joy, happiness. You do all kinds of things. You meet all kinds of people, but not for a moment do you doubt, is this a dream? It is only when you come out of the dream that you look back and say, wow, what an amazing or what a scary dream that was. So what if this, my friends, is a beautiful collective dream, and only once we pass away from this physical self do we realize in retrospect that this was a beautiful dream. Mom has gone to another dimension, another adventure, or another incarnation, and she is protected, guided, and loved by the universe, by God, and everyone that she knows in this plane. If we realize that we are spiritual beings, then part of being spirit is to realize that we are not this physical body, we're not our emotions, we're not our memories or thoughts, and that death after birth is indeed a spiritual journey that all of us will have to go through at some point. It's just a matter of time. So I really appreciate how all of you came together to offer prayers and support and assurance and love to me and my family during this difficult time. This experience has also made me go deeper into understanding the true nature of reality and using all the tools and the practices that I've learned so far to heal, to balance, and to transform my life and those that I come across. It's part of the spiritual awakening. Some of us go through a gradual journey, and sometimes the universe needs to shake us up and to help us realize the illusion that we're living and to discover the truth within, which is that we are a witness consciousness. We are the observer. We are the witness. And the faster we realize the power that it resides within, the faster we will awaken. So this is not the end. Death is not the end, but only the beginning. And it's an opportunity to express gratitude and celebrate the eternalness. Eternalness, is that a word? The eternalness of the soul. And here are two mystical experiences that are connected to my mom's transition. Earlier this year, and many of you already know it because I spoke about it in the past and I have released an episode since, but I developed a deep interest in experiencing magic mushrooms. And somehow I referred to the mushrooms as Mother Mushroom. The universe made me research about this plant medicine, read about the Eleusinian mysteries of Greece, and also connect with people that have experienced the gift of this mushroom. And just a few weeks prior to my mom's passing, I got to experience a full mushroom ceremony in all of its grandeur in the middle of a beautiful green forest with coyotes and owls in the background making sounds in the distance. I plan to record an episode separately to talk about my journey. But I'm sure that either my higher self or my spirit guide or my mom's spirit wanted me to partake in this ritual to realize the true nature of self and to experience the eternal nature of the soul beyond physical death. Because I know that many of you have also experienced suffering, or maybe you've lost someone close to you recently. So what I learned on my journey is not only going to help me, but also you. And I had the most beautiful experience during my mushroom journey. A realization. I wouldn't call it all good, good, good. I had experienced a lot of discomfort as well in the initial phase of that journey. But later on had the realization, the discovery that my role and our role as human beings is to be a witness consciousness. You don't have to interact, react to everything that's happening around you. You can observe, you can witness, you can look without any reaction, without any emotional up and down. So Mother Mushroom, as I like to call her, showed me beauty, showed me sacredness and consciousness without saying a single word. I still remember coming out of that yurt, that tent, in the morning. It was beautiful, drizzling slightly. And as I was stepping out of that tent, I very gently, in a sacred manner, was stepping out, ensuring that I'm not hurting the earth below, looking above in the skies, feeling a divinity, you know, cover me, looking at the birds like a baby, seeing the birds for the very first time. It was amazing. And I will share more in detail because there's so much to share about that experience. But it proved to me that experience that we are not our emotions, we are not our thoughts, we are not our bodies, we are not our memories. We are the witness behind all of this. This witness who is silently observing this beautiful dream unfold, this miracle. And that miraculous hero's journey, the mushroom experience that I had in many ways was a turning point in my life, a new chapter. And I still remember that morning, I kept telling myself, how can I ever go back to this world with the same mind? Everything has changed. And my mom's transition also is a new phase in my life, a rite of passage, so to speak, to mark my entrance into a higher level of manhood. And here's a story about how my mom communicated with me. So about a day after I heard the news of my mom, my dad had, called me, and in the afternoon he said that mom is no more. And I was sad. I was a bit sad, although I knew deep down that she can see me and she can hear me and she can feel my emotions, especially because we were so close. So I wanted to test this out. It was the evening time. I was on my way back from picking up dinner from a restaurant. I was close to home. It was about 9:30 at night and it was dark outside. And I wanted to communicate with my mom. I wanted to get some message, some download, some information that she could hear me. So I earnestly whispered to her and I said, Mom, If you can hear me or if you can feel me, please send me a sign. Give me a sign, a message, or maybe a nudge that you are indeed here with me. And what happened next really, really surprised me, but also assured me that my mom is here. And as soon as I whispered this message to my mom, I intuitively looked right. I looked right, and across the street, here's what I saw. I saw a banner on top of a store, and the banner said two words: Mother India. Two words: Mother India. And I felt so excited. I even had goosebumps, but I felt excited because this could not have been a coincidence. This is indeed her passing an intuitive message to her son across dimensions. And after all these years of seeing 11-11s, this was by far the most intuitive and special message and direct message that I have received in my life from my own dear mom. Which is why I want to confidently assure you that if you've lost someone, if you're facing a difficult time right now, know that you are a supreme, sovereign, eternal, infinite being. And those who love you will always love you. They'll always be with you. Even if they are not there in the physical form, they're there with you, close to you. So what does my journey look ahead? Well, firstly, I'm going to grow my podcast, our podcast, our YouTube channel, and our human revolution movement for the sake of my mother, because she always wanted me to succeed, to grow, to shine. She used to call me Raja, which means king. I want to connect with you personally. Yes, you, listening to the podcast right now. You, because I know that many of you have been going through struggles or suffering of one kind or the other. Maybe it's health related. Maybe it's a physical death in your family or friends. Maybe your finances that you're not happy about. Maybe your job, your business, or maybe your relationship. Maybe you experienced a breakup. A tough breakup. A heartbreak. Or maybe a divorce. It's going to be fine. Don't worry. Everything is going to be taken care of. But if you need to reach out to me, please reach out to me. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. I'm also going to really deepen my resolve to help people experience healing, discover the true nature of their eternal self. 2020 and 2021 has really forced us to confront the topic of our own mortality and those that we love. And when we experience it, we are in some ways expected to grieve and feel a deep loss and sorrow, right? And while it's important, maybe, to experience part of that, we miss out on the bigger picture and the recognition of the eternal nature of the soul, right? It all depends on what model of the universe you go by. Some people believe that when somebody dies, that's the end, right? Some people believe that who they are is their body. And so if somebody passes away, they feel this deep level of loss, firstly because they feel that that person no longer exists. And secondly, because, you know, they feel that that person was a part of them, an extension of them. They feel this level of incompletedness. Right? There's no right or wrong here, but it's just a way of looking at things. Metaphorically, we spend so much time grieving the death of Christ that we don't realize that Christ has awoken and risen to the next phase of the journey and the next level of consciousness. I'm going to work on changing our narrative and our understanding of death and speak with some of the most experienced minds in this field. Yogis, mystics, Vedanta experts, visionaries, NDE survivors, near-death experience, astral projectors, monks, experts, to really help us understand deeply the true nature of reality and what death is and the role that it plays in our evolution. Because a death in the family should not be the cause for you going into depression for 3 months, 6 months, or even years. There's no benefit in that. It doesn't make sense. And even the person who has passed away would never want you to go through that. They want you to shine and go to the next level. So death should be seen as an opportunity to contemplate on the nature of your soul and go deeper into your practice and realize your true purpose here on earth and feel grateful for this opportunity, for everything that you have, realizing that we're always one step away from death, right? So every day becomes a gift. You might live for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. So if you look at it from that vantage point, you feel grateful for every interaction you have, every morsel of food that you get, every gift that you receive from people when they make you feel good about yourself. So that is what I'm also committed to. So how am I dealing with this? And I'm going to make a separate episode about this, right? Some of the steps that I am taking for my own self-care and going through this interesting and precious chapter in my life. Firstly, I've been listening to a lot of talks by the mystic Muji, M-O-O-J-I. You know, I was aware of him before, but especially right now because of what I'm going through, I find that his dialogues and satsangs about Vedanta, the true nature of our reality, I find these words very comforting. He has a way of helping us navigate through, you know, what we're going through. And maybe if I'm lucky, I'll have him on my show sometime in the near future. If you know him or somebody on his team, please reach out to him, or please reach out to me, because I'd love to ask him some questions about life, about death, about our role in this universe. It'll be interesting. But I've been listening to his talks. I've been going deeper into my breathwork practice, pranayama, doing morning sessions, evening sessions, different type of techniques, testing it on myself, breath holds, using different energetic locks, and I'm enjoying the process, really, really loving it. Right? I think that these practices, especially breathwork, come into use when you go through such a difficult, challenging phase in your life, right? That's when these self-care, stress-releasing, oneness-creating, bliss-creating practices really come into play. So I'm grateful that I have access to these practices. I'm having green juice. My green juice, sometimes I have it once, sometimes twice in the day. And it's helping me remain more balanced, reducing my acidity, making me more alkaline. It's helping me feel more recharged, refreshed. I'm also having daily calls with my sister and father. My sister and father are now in India, and I've been waiting for the flight suspensions from Canada to come out. And as soon as that happens, I'm going to travel to be with them. But we are having daily calls on WhatsApp and, you know, just talking about life, getting to know each other more deeply. Just bonding. And I think that has really helped a lot. And also, I am trying to get as much sunshine as I can. It's summertime here in Vancouver. And, just the sunshine, the fresh air helps with charging the self, restoring balance, grounding, walking barefoot in the grass. All of these things, even though they are small, they have really helped me navigate through this phase. And before closing, I'd also like to mention that I'm organizing a breathwork event in memory of my mom on June 19th at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, this is a donation-based event because the funds from this donation will go towards settling some of the expenses of my mom's hospitalization, as well as other expenses, and helping my father, who is in India right now, during this difficult time. The goal of this breathwork journey is also to send some healing energy, some light, some love towards my mom's soul, and also help people around the world who are going through a similar journey heal themselves and experience some bliss. Now, although this is donation based, if you feel that you can't donate at the moment, maybe you're going through financial difficulty, don't worry. Just send me an email at aj@my7chakras.com and I will give you the login link, the Zoom link. But if you want to know more about this event, then I've set up a GoFundMe page, which you can find by going to my7chakras.com/mom breathwork. my7chakras.com/mom breathwork. Thanks a lot for listening to this episode. I so appreciate you being part of our community and this amazing journey that we're going through. And I'll talk to you soon.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.